I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Next Tuesday, the St. Louis Low Brass Collective presents a Low Brass Spectacular at the Sheldon, the group's fifth annual concert featuring two premieres, one by composer John Cheatham, professor emeritus of music theory and composition at the University of Missouri, who joins us on the phone now from his home in Columbia. Welcome, Dr. Cheatham.
Hello.
Glad you could join us today.
Yes, it's nice to be here.
Also in the studio, two members of the collective, Dave Dickey, director of bands at St. Charles Community College, and also of the Dave Dickey Big Band. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And Tim Myers, principal trombonist with the St. Louis Symphony, and a member of the board also of the collective. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Good to be here.
The Low Brass Collective is made up of musicians that really represent a number of organizations around town.
That's right. Really, the collective is not a performing group. It's really an organization that it's really a service organization to present events for amateurs and students. And the board's made of a couple people from the symphony. Dave Dickey will tell you about himself. We've got a couple of people who are or have been associated with the band at Scott Air Force Base and some of the universities around town. So yeah, we have all the low brass leaders on our board.
And when we're talking low brass, we're talking basically three instruments, am I right?
Well, yeah.
The trombone family, the tenor trombone, bass trombone, tubas, and euphonium.
Uh-huh. And it's sort of unique, isn't it? A collective that focuses on those three instruments exclusively. I mean, a lot of composers don't write for that, do they?
Well, that's sort of what we discovered as we looked for music that ensembles that we put together kind of ad hoc to perform. So we have commissioned pieces with that combination of instruments.
Would you weigh in on that, Dr. Cheatham?
Yes, I think the literature, as someone pointed out, is fairly sparse. And I think that most of the music that comes about for a group like that is through commissions. It's a worthy endeavor, and groups with a kind of strange instrumentation are always eager to play new pieces, especially pieces written for them.
Mm-hmm. So is low brass challenging for a composer such as yourself?
Well, I found the biggest challenge with this piece, writing for instruments basically in the same register and with the same kind of tonal capabilities. The piece that I wrote is written for their standard instrumentation, I believe, of two euphoniums, two tubas, and four trombones. And the timbral differences between those instruments are not great. And so that was the first problem that was posed. I hope that I solved that problem by treating them as choirs, a choir of trombones and then a choir of tuba and euphoniums, and basically they're treated antiphonally, that is, one answers the other choir.
Uh-huh. I'm really not familiar with the term you use, but what you were saying, if I understood it, was that it's difficult because the instruments have similar sounds?
Yes, uh-huh, and similar registers.
Uh-huh.
They play basically in the same range.
Well, why don't we sample something? We have a recording of the Brass Collective, something from rehearsal, I think.
That's right. One of our advisory board members, Wayne Caniglio, is a prominent jazz trombonist around town and a really nice arranger, and we asked him to arrange St. Louis Blues. And this is from the first rehearsal, so I think it's pretty good for a first reading. Thank you.
St. Louis Low Brass Collective will be performing next Tuesday their annual concert, 7:30 in the evening at the Sheldon Concert Hall. We in the studio have Dave Dickey and Tim Myers, and on the phone, John Cheatham, who is a composer who was commissioned to do a piece for this. And Dr. Cheatham, so
yes.
Tell us about what you wrote for this event on Tuesday.
Well, the title of my piece is Prelude and Juggernaut, and it's in two parts. The first part is a slow chorale-like section, and the second part is much more animated. By juggernaut, I mean a kind of a well-oiled large machine that continually moves forward. And when I think of juggernaut, I guess I think of the Trojan horse or tanks or that type of thing. And I thought that would be a good description of a low brass ensemble such as this. And so the second section of my piece is more animated and technically more challenging.
Dave and Tim, maybe you might comment on John's work.
Well, I'm playing it. And we've rehearsed it a couple of times. This one has the additional feature of a couple of percussion instruments. There's a timpani part and there's a mallet instrument part. I think it's vibraphone. We haven't put that part together yet in rehearsal. And it's challenging and it's fun.
Dave?
Actually, I'm not playing on that piece. I'm playing on several of the jazz pieces throughout it, but I've really enjoyed hearing the rehearsals with Tim and the guys. It's a great composition.
Well, in addition to Dr. Cheatham's piece, you also commissioned work
yes.
from another gentleman by the name of Matt Harris.
Yeah, Matt is a great composer arranger out of the Los Angeles area. Teaches at Cal State Northridge, which is a well-known jazz program there. And he's part of the Buddy Rich big bands, Maynard Ferguson big bands. He's a great piano player, too, but he's written a lot for big bands, including one of my favorite bands called the Metropole Orchestra, which is out of the Netherlands. It's a 65-piece orchestra, and they always bring in a lot of jazz artists like Bobby Shue or Andy Martin to come over there and record, and Matt's written quite a bit for that band over the years, but including his own big band in Los Angeles, and we have him doing a piece for us for the concert we're really excited about.
Dr. Cheatham, could you talk a little bit about how you work as a composer and, you know, how when you, for example, when you're commissioned to do this piece, where do you start?
I usually start at the piano. That's the first thing I tell my composition students is get away from the piano, and in a sense, I'm a big hypocrite. In that a lot of my stuff comes as a result of improvisation at the piano. I'm not a good pianist, but I play enough arranger's piano that I can usually knock out what I want to hear. So I'll try to get a melodic or a harmonic idea at the piano, and then I'll spend a lot of time thinking about it, you know, thinking about the form of the piece, and how I want to treat the various instruments, and that's about it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You've done some interesting work. For example, I know you were commissioned to do a piece on the sesquicentennial of the University of Missouri, and also you did a piece in memory of the Oklahoma City bombing victims.
Yes.
What other interesting work have you done?
Well, I've written a lot of music for brass. I'm a brass player myself. And I've written a substantial amount of chamber music for a brass quintet and a brass choir and solo pieces for brass instruments.
And I understand you're interested in writing for, is it younger musicians too?
Well, I've done a good bit of that, yes. Although since my retirement, I no longer have a laboratory group to play those pieces or play through them, and so I've more or less aimed my output at more professional type of groups.
Uh-huh. Could we mention more about the program, Tuesday's program? What's in store?
Well, we've talked about the two commissions. We've talked about Wayne Canelio's St. Louis Bluey. We have a big fanfare at the beginning, the arrangement of the fanfare from La Paris, written by Paul Dukas. Who's Paul Dukas? Well, if you ever watched that Disney cartoon with Mickey Mouse dancing around with lots of brooms, that's the same composer. And we have the St. Louis Metro Bones.
And Dave, that's your group, right?
Yeah. I'm very excited that the St. Louis Low Brass Collective is once they do a great job supporting youth in the area, and they asked me to bring one of my bands to perform during this concert. And the idea of the band is a big band setting, but all trombones. So it's three rows. There's no trumpets. There's no saxes. It's 14 trombones and four rhythm section.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we play jazz music. We play rock music. We just did a concert last Friday at the Pageant Club here in St. Louis with a famous trombonist from New York City, Michael Deese. Last year with Bonorama, this great band from New Orleans, a great funk band. So we do a mixture of jazz, funk, Latin music, but we're going to do a couple songs for the performance, and the kids are really excited to play in Sheldon in front of all these great jazz and classical musicians there.
Yeah, and it's such a great venue.
Yes.
For a musician as well. Did we hit everything on the program that you wanted to?
Well, we have some bigger pieces. We always have the tradition of getting every musician possible on stage at the end, which is, in this case, 30-plus. I don't know what the final count is. It's a little hard to get everybody on stage at the Sheldon, but we've got an arrangement of 76 trombones, and one of the symphony trombonists, Vanessa Freilich, did an arrangement of Superstition by Stevie Wonder. So we wow. have a lot of kind of popular stuff going on.
That sounds great. We've got something else to listen to. This is a work by Kim Portnoy. Would you say something about it?
Well, sure. About the third year of our Sheldon concerts, we got the idea that we really should be getting new music written just for this combination. So our first composer was Kim Portnoy. He teaches at Webster University. He's a wonderful composer. And Jerry Pagano, group's founder, the organization's founder, decided that he really loved the work enough that he wanted to put it on a recording that he made in the last year. So we're going to play a little bit of his piece.
And it promises to be a nice evening. The St. Louis Low Brass Collective presents a Low Brass Spectacular, their fifth annual concert at the Sheldon. It's going to be next Tuesday, 7:30 in the evening. It's free and open to the public. That's an important part. If you'd like to know more about it, you can always go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link. I wanted to ask Dr. Cheatham one final thing briefly, if I could. You know, part of what the Low Brass Collective does is... you know, they're working with students and younger people, a lot of them are. So as a composer, do you have any advice to give a young composer just starting out? And what would you say to that person?
Well, I used to tell my students when I was teaching that they shouldn't think too big. I think there are a lot more opportunities to have small compositions performed than there are pieces for a symphony orchestra or concert band.
Right. Well, Doctor, we look forward to hearing your piece for the first time.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, too.
That's Dr. John Cheatham. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet.
We've also been talking with Dave Dickey, Director of Bands at St. Charles Community College, and Tim Myers, Principal Trombonist with the St. Louis Symphony, both members of the St. Louis Low Brass Collective. We want to thank you both so much for being here today. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And time now for a look at the Cityscape calendar. The Sheldon presents singer and composer Carrie Newcomer in concert tonight at 8 o'clock in the Sheldon Concert Hall. Circus Harmony presents Capriccio, a vaudevillian adventure, tomorrow and next Saturday at 2 o'clock and at 7, and Sunday, January 20th and 27th at 2 at the City Museum. Nancy Summers conducts the Metropolitan Orchestra of St. Louis in a concert Sunday evening, 7 o'clock at the Maplewood Richmond Heights High School Theater on Manchester at Big Bend. The River Styx at the Tavern Reading Series presents poets Allison Hedge Koch and Jennifer Cronovet in a reading Monday night, 7:30, at the Tavern of Fine Arts on Belt Avenue. You can find more about these and other events on the events section of stlpublicradio.org. Finally, St. Louis Public Radio's theater reviewer, Donna Peroni, has reviews of four current St. Louis productions: The Reps, Good People; The Black Reps, The Piano Lesson; Upstream Theater's Café Chanson; and Metro Theater's Jackie and Me. You can find these on our website, stlpublicradio.org. And next week on Cityscape, we're going to take a look at a new exhibition of the works of French painter Georges Braque at Washington University's Kemper Art Museum. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Dorr, with production assistance from Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and I invite you to join us next week.